So we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me, Pete? Archie the manager's speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Hey, what's that noise? You helping your fat wife with the supper dishes? But what's all the racket? Oh, you're washing and she's throwing. Duffy's fighting again. Why don't you try romancing her? Yeah, neck her a bit. You know, put your arms around her. Huh? Well, all right, halfway around. You can't even get that far? Oh, well, can't you catch her when she's inhaling? Oh, when she exhales, the recoil knocks you across the room. Well, Duffy, frankly, these points of yours is very discouraging. You know, I was thinking about marriage myself. Well, it finally happened to me. Yep, I'm in love. Naturally with a girl. Her name is Peggy Lee. Well, I ain't met her yet. I just heard her singing that. Kind of silly, huh? Just falling in love with a voice on a jukebox. That's nothing. You married a whole jukebox. Hello? Hello? You must have heard him. Boy, they lose more dishes that way. Well, my marriage is going to be different.
Look, Arthur, now I was just...
Oh, hello, Eddie, old pal. How's your health today? I hope you are well, old pal.
I'm fine, old pal. How are you, old pal? And how much do you need, old pal?
I don't need nothing, Eddie. Today, I'm the most completely happiest guy in the world. And you know why?
Tell me, Black Spirit.
Well, we've been friends for a long time. I think I can confide in you. Eddie, I'm in love.
Well, that's still a little hot.
Yeah, you're looking at a new man, wafted up on the wings of love. A knight in shining armor, sitting on me white horse.
Tell me, which way are you facing? may I inquire as to who is the object of your affection?
Well, the objectionable lady happens to be, Eddie. Miss Peggy Lee, a singer.
Singer, huh?
Yep, I listened to her on a jukebox, and as soon as I heard her, I know it was it. You know, I felt chemicals all over me. Eddie, I bet you I must have put 50 nickels in that machine.
50 nickels?
Well, naturally, I slipped in a few slugs.
She's not already.
No, not on this name, because if she looks anything like she sounds, up the. By the way, she's coming down here tonight. I wrote her a letter offering her a job here.
Grounds for divorce already. And when she takes a look at you in that broken down apron...
She ain't gonna see me in a broken down apron, Eddie. I got me a whole new outfit. Suit, tie, shoes, hat, the works. You know, she'll be looking at a new watch.
8 to 5, she'd rather look at old Van Johnson.
Yeah?
Look here. Where'd you get all these new clothes, anyway?
Where'd I get them? Only one of the finest tailors in town. Here, look at his card.
Yeah, I see. The Duke of Windsor Clothing Company, by appointment to His Majesty, 50 cents hold any garment in the store. Sounds like a very high-class thing.
Yep, they give you the best deal on Third Avenue, Eddie. Suits cost them $11, they sell it for $11.
How do they make any money?
Hot wrapping paper. I think I'll call them up and see if it's ready. Hello, Duke of Windsor Clothing Company. Connect me with a collar shop, please. Hello, Sam. This is Archie. How's the alterations coming? But, Sam, the coat pinched and the pants were so tight, I should go on a diet, huh?
Very high-class place.
Look, Sam, can't you let the suit out just a bit? You'll what? Loosen the stitches a little, huh? Well, okay, I'll send Eddie over for it.
Eddie, go over and pick it up, will you? And don't let them give you a suit off one of them dummies. Finnegan, what you been doing for amusement?
Oh, the same as usual.
By the way, you remember that Peggy Lee I told you about that I heard singing on the record?
Yeah.
Well, she's coming down tonight in the flesh.
Archie, won't she be cold?
Finnegan, don't be such a jerk. I don't mean that the dame is coming down or graphic. She ain't no striptease. She's a high-class radio entertainer.
She's in radio?
Yeah.
Oh, them people are really nuts. I know what I'm talking about, huh?
But I don't.
Oh, how about that day?
What day?
That Saturday.
Finnegan, please follow the example of your head, will you? And come to the point.
I'm talking about the time I was on that Truth to Consequences program.
Oh, what was you, Truth or a Consequence?
Yes, Arch.
Oh, that'd be too tough to get. Well, what happened?
They asked me a question, and when I told them I didn't know the answer, they hit me over the head, and then they poured water over me and hit me in the face with a big pie and knocked me down on the floor. But the joke was on them, boss.
What do you mean?
I knew the answer all the time.
You know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. Sometime you and I must take a slow rocket to the moon.
Anytime, huh?
Okay, it's a date.
Okay.
Another one. What is it, Miss Duffy?
I have a question to ask you. I'm looking for a male viewpoint.
Miss Duffy, be honest. What you're looking for is a male period. But I'm gay today. What is it again?
Well, I'm taking this course in home economics. You know, how to be a homemaker.
Well, ain't that kind of counting your chickens before they hitch? Now, what's the question?
Well, how much do you think a man should give his wife every week to operate the household?
Well, I think it depends to an extent on the wife's salary. If she ain't working, you've got to give her a little of your own money. What they call a budget. I'd say that a fair figure would be $8 a month for food and maybe $6 or $7 a month for rent. Depending on how many rooms you have, of course.
Well, I'm certainly glad I'm not getting married to you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Run a house on $15 a month.
It can be done if the housewife knows how to economize. For instance, when her parlor chairs wear out, instead of buying new ones, she'll make slip covers out of a couple of her old slips. She'll know how to embroider a bed sheet so it can also be used on the dining room table. There's a lot of little tricks, like how to clean out the ashtrays and carefully assort the butts according to size. How to sprinkle the paper flowers with toilet water so they smell real. But the main thing is, irregardless of the money, a dame should remember that a man wants his comfort, that his home should be a home. Even the bathroom should look lived in.
Why, Archie, I didn't know you had such domestic ideas.
Well, I just got them recently, Miss Duffy. Oh, hello, Eddie. You back already?
Yeah, here's the suit.
Oh, thanks. I think I'll hurry up in the back room and put it on. She's liable to be here any minute. Well, Eddie, get a load of me. How do you like the new suit?
Well, pull down the shades and call me Sunset.
Like the color, Eddie?
Yeah, all of them. Let's see now. There's a green plaid over a red and yellow check with an orange pinstripe. Oh.
you don't think that it's too loud?
Sure, not next to that purple shirt you're wearing.
Well, aside from the color, what do you think?
Well, just a little skimpy, ain't it?
Skimpy?
Yeah, look at them pants. Whoever heard of anybody wearing pants that short?
Well, Eddie, how many men have legs like mine? I admit it. I admit it's a little tight, but it's beautiful material. And believe me, I can be seen any place in it.
Yeah. Just bend over and you'll be seen every place.
Well, forget about the pants. Look at the coat. Look at these shoulders. Walter the Pigeon himself ain't got shoulders like these.
Neither have you. Wait a minute. You still got the price tag hanging on it.
Well, that's part of my system, Eddie. I jacked it up to $18. Wait a minute. Why should I kid the dame that I'm wealthy after all? I got looks and brains and personality. Leave her love me for myself.
Sure, why not? You do. What conceit?
What conceit? Eddie, if you really understood me, you'd realize that I don't think I'm half as good as I really am. Hey, look at that dame that just come in. Oh, what a stack of Esquires. Eddie, you know me with them Varga blondes.
Yeah, you're just an old Varga blonde lover.
You ain't kidding. I beg your pardon, miss. You're Peggy Lee, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Who are you?
Three guesses.
Well, let me look at you. Nanny Moe and Jack?
Go on, you're kidding me. You know very well who I am. Who did you come down here to see?
Oh, wait a minute. You're not Archie.
You want to bet? But let me look at you. You know, I expected to find you a chicory chick, but I didn't know you'd have so much chow on.
Thank you very much.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Yeah. No wonder your voice comes out so good. Look where it's been. Boy, I'll never forget the first time I heard you sing. You know, what a pair of pipes. Terrific.
Where did you hear me?
On the jukebox. Yeah, it was destiny, Connie. You know, I meant to play Spike Jones, but instead, I pressed you. It seemed like fate was guiding me very fingers. I was so in love with you, Peggy, I played the record 12 times.
Oh, Archie, that's silly.
Silly? Look, honey, I don't know about you, but where I come from, playing a record 12 times at a nickel a crack is love.
Well, this is all very flattering, Archie, but what about the job?
The job? Now, wait a minute. You don't have to be standoffish just because I happen to be the boss around here. Hello, Duffy.
Duffy's your partner?
Well, yes, but he ain't got nothing to say about the place. I'm the real figurehead here, you know. I'm the guy that you got to impress.
Well, then why is this place called Duffy's Tavern?
Well, I was going to call it Archie's Tavern, but me family, Mater and Pater, you know. They were kind of lousy with tradition, and they didn't want a name dragged through the mud. There was an enough of the shock to them when I sullied myself with honest toil. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. You realize, of course, that you're bound to fall in love with me.
I am?
Well, why should you be an exception?
Now, listen, Archie. I came down here to sing a song.
To sing a song? Don't try to fight it, honey. Believe me, it's bigger than both of us. Admit it. You love me, don't you? Well, you must care a little. Well, at least you're intrigued. What would you like to sing?
Oh, something appropriate.
Something appropriate? Like what?
What more can a woman do?
Oh, yeah, that's the one you sang on the record. Hit me with it again.
If he told me that I should see you, I guess I would. For this is one thing I know is real. What more can a woman do? And if he told me that I should lie, I guess at least I'd have to try. 'Cause it's for him I live or die. What more can a woman do? It's just another story of him or Bill or Joe. But when you really love your man, you gotta let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? What more can a woman do?
What do you think of it? Huh? Has she any way of getting home? Huh? You're coming right over. Well, look, Duffy, take a tip. Don't waste your time. No, very S-K-I-N-N-Y. Yeah. With B-U-C-K-T. Okay, you're welcome, Duffy. Well, there's more than one way to skin a wolf.
Well, Archie, what did Mr. Duffy think about my singing?
Oh, what's the difference what he thought? What does he know about music? You mentioned Stradivarius to him, and he thinks you're talking about a violin.
But, Archie, Stradivarius is a violin.
Well, once in a while, he makes a lucky guess. Now, Peggy, leave us get back to you and me. What is it this time? You think I lied? You coming down to see for yourself what she looks like? But Duffy. Peggy, quick, get your hat and coat on. Duffy's coming down.
So what? Is he so horrible?
Oh, look. When the boogeyman wants to frighten his children, he tells them Duffy will get them. Come on, leave us get out of here.
Oh, just a second, Archie. I'm not going to start to work here until I meet Mr. Duffy.
Why?
Well, after all, he'll be one of my bosses, and I feel I should be nice to him. I think I'll go fix my makeup. Let me know when he gets here.
That's Sadie Duffy. Always lousing me up. Wait a minute. I'll fix him.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Duffy. This is Mrs. O'Shaughnessy. Sharon, is your charming wife there? Thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Duffy. This is a certain friend that wishes to warn you that your husband has plans tonight for a Candlestein meeting. Well, I called you up because I hate to see that beast take a lovely, frail, delicate woman like yourself and make a big, fat fool out of you. Okay, you're welcome, and cloud him one for me, too, will you? Well, that's that. Pretty clever, huh, Eddie?
Masterful. There's only one thing.
What?
Miss Lee says she ain't all work yet till she meets Mr. Duffy.
Okay. She wants to meet Mr. Duffy, I'll give her a Mr. Duffy. If I have to produce another hideous corpus. Look at you. This is going to be a dirty trick to play on the both of them. Look, Finnegan, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Eddie, watch the joint a minute, will you?
Churchill type.
I told you the dame don't know what Duffy looks like. All she knows about is his personality. So just act stupid.
Oh, do me bad, Doc. But don't expect me to be as stupid as Duffy. After all, he's older.
Well, I'll take the gamble, Finnegan. Now, I'll call her over and have you meet her. Oh, Peggy, this is Mr. Duffy.
How do you do? I'm Peggy Lee.
How do you do? I'm stupid.
me junior partner is a great joshie, you know, Peggy. By the way, Junior...
What is it, Senior?
Did you go down to the bank today like I told you to arrange for that second mortgage?
Set the mortgage to you. Oh, yeah, but they wouldn't give it to me, Arch.
Why not?
They only allow one to a customer.
What? You know, Mr. Duffy, you're almost as stupid as Finnegan.
Oh, yeah? You know, you can get a punch in the nose for a remark like that.
Please, don't forget, you're talking to the senior partner.
Just a second, Archie. You know something, Mr. Duffy? I say, Mr. Duffy.
Mr. Duffy, the dame is talking to you.
Oh, yeah. What was you saying, my dear?
Well, I was about to say that I think you're very cute.
Oh, good.
No, I mean it.
Oh, cut it out.
But tell me, are you married?
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Well, I got a wife, but I don't like it.
Oh, Mr. Duffy, I think you're just precious.
Yes, he is rather a precious little slob, ain't he?
Just a second. You stay out of this, senior.
Huh?
Miss Lee, I understand that you are a singer.
That's right. Would you like to hear me sing?
I'd be enchanted.
Now, just a second.
I'd rather you stay out of this, old man. Go ahead, Miss Lee.
Oh, fall of the night.
You said someday you'd turn the tide, and I'd be laughing on the other side. And you were right, baby. Baby, you were so right. You said someday the world would turn. I had some lessons that I had to learn. And you were right, baby. Baby, you were so right. I gave you a story. You gave me the gift. I wish you'd come back, but you say it's too late. I look kind of silly holding this out, but I guess I'll hold it until you come back. You said someday you'd pass me by, that I'd be telling you just one too many lies. You was right, baby. Baby, you were so right.
You were right, baby.
Baby, baby, you were so right.
Oh, wonderful, marvelous, marvelous.
Marvelous. Look, Peggy, why don't we ditch this creep here? Maybe let's go over to Roseland and kick it around a little, huh?
Well, okay, but maybe Mr. Duffy would like to go dancing, too.
But we both can't go.
Well, then, maybe you better stay here since you're the brains of the business.
Now, wait a minute.
Senior, you heard this, girl. By the way, I'm a little broke, so if you don't mind, I'll take $5 from our cash register.
Now, just a second, Finnegan.
Finnegan?
That was my maiden name. Let's go. Good night, senior.
Good night, Archie.
Holy cow. I created a Frankenstein out of a Frankenstein.
And so ends another chapter in the love life of Archie, the story of one man's fight against himself.
Children's Radio Service.